And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Pete Gray here with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to Fisherman's Landing here in San Diego. Talking fishing with Captain Taro Takeuchi from the Liberty. Having a great time. Ready to go bluefin and yellowfin and yellowtail fishing, right? Aren't we?
Fishing period. This show in particular has got me set.
Yeah.
Now. I'm so ready to go.
I mean, there's fish biting.
Yeah.
Right
like
all
second.
Over the place.
You know.
From bay bass to bluefin tuna, it's biting.
Yeah. Could be on that Liberty spinning on a school right now.
I'm
in.
Spinning starboard or port. I don't know.
Yeah.
We're ready to spin either way.
No doubt, man. Well, we're having a great time this morning. We want to have a great time with you, man. Call us. Be part of the show. It's been a very busy morning, but we got another full hour, plenty of time to get everybody through. If you want to join us this morning, 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. Not only are you going to get a chance to talk to the man, Captain Taro, you're also going to get a shot at winning a great prize. If you didn't hear the first hour of the show, today at the end of the show, we are giving away to one lucky caller a full-day trip to go fishing on board the Liberty. You're going to get in on all this fun that we've been talking about this morning on a full-day trip on the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing. In addition to that, you're also going to win a $50 gift certificate to Point Loma Seafoods, the freshest thing in town. They're open every day from 11 to 6. Great opportunity. One of the very best spots in the world to go down and get some fresh lunch, grab something home for dinner. Fish sandwich, whatever you want, boy, they got it going on right now.
You bet. You were talking about those shrimp tacos.
Oh,
man.
My favorite.
It made
man.
Me hungry for
so
like
good.
Go. Yeah, for sure.
So good.
All right, let's jump into this phone.
You got it, buddy. They are packed solid. Paul and Bellflower is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Paul.
Good morning, Pete, Rick, and Toro.
Good morning.
Great day, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. Toro, my question is, how did you get the opportunity to buy the Liberty?
Fisherman's Landing, they had never had a three-quarter day boat. They've always kind of been the overnight to long-range type of landing. And Frank approached Ryan Boston first about doing the three-quarter day thing. And Ryan said, you should probably ask Taro if he wants to do it. They threw the deal at me, and I wasn't really sure, kind of jumped into a fire of just, here, you got a boat, go and do it.
Yeah,
it's like,
kind of
like,
oh,
yeah, just go and do it, build it and do it. So I've never really done that, and it was kind of, I had the opportunity, and I'd been in the fishing deal since 2000 was kind of when I started working, and
And you started working for Sam and Brian?
I started working for Seaforth. I was always the Seaforth kid walking down the dock, going fishing, doing the pinhead thing, kind of just working my way up. And I worked for Tommy Ebner on the Orion, which is now the Pride.
Yeah. Okay.
So I worked for Tommy first, and then I worked for I went to work for Seaforth. And then I started working for Ryan when he bought the Mission Bell in 2003, I believe.
Okay.
2003-2004. And then 2005 came around, then I started working for Sam and Brian for 9 years.
On American Angler.
Yeah. And then
9 years on the American Angler.
I did 9 years on the American Angler. And then went back and worked for Ryan in 2014, driving the San Diego. And then 2016 came around and the door opened and Frank and Fisherman's Landing kind of approached me with the Liberty deal. And the funny story was they approached me with it and I wasn't sure. And I went on vacation with Ryan and our guys. We kind of go down to El Salto and we go bass fishing. And I had a meeting with Frank and Doug and Tim. And I was like, yeah, I'll think about it when I'm on my vacation. And I came back, and the day after I came back, I had a meeting with Frank, and I walk in his office, and he's on the phone, and he's on the phone with Donnie Brockman, who was the broker for the vote, and yeah. I literally didn't say anything, and Frank walks in, I'm on the phone with Donnie. Yes, are you in? Are you out? I'm just like, I guess I'm in.
Like,
yeah,
you're
sure.
On the spot right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I'm on the spot right now. Make a decision. So just like, yes, sure. Yeah, I'm in.
I'm just like, took a big gulp and took here you
like,
are.
Yep,
yeah.
I'm, and 4 years four, later. 4 years, four. 4 years later, I'm talking to you about the Liberty.
Yeah,
so.
I love that.
And you put a lot of money and time and effort into the Liberty
time.
Once you put it.
Yeah, time. Yeah. I put my life savings into it. I gave my life savings of Frank, Doug, and Tim who have actually bought the boat, and I do have my money invested into it, and it's just I put the hours. We put 7 months in 2016. To build it,
yeah,
and then
basically completely retrofitted.
Basically renovated the whole thing as if you would do a house. You know, you're just ripping stuff out and putting stuff in and building it the way that you want it. And we're still building it to this day. It's never complete.
Work in progress.
Yeah, it's never complete. And I
but
come
it's a
up
solid
with
platform.
It's beautiful.
Yeah,
I never when you talk to me in 2016 of what I thought it would be, it definitely surpassed anything that I thought that it would be. We've done a lot to it, and I still have projects of what I look. Because I look down the dock like, ooh, that looks kind of cool on that boat. Let's put it on this boat.
Yeah. A project on a boat.
There's
right?
Always, yeah.
For
go
sure.
Do some stuff right after we're done talking.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the call.
It definitely changed the landscape of, then three-quarter day, now full-day fishing in that, the levels of comfort that provided on a boat like that are just so much different with, the bathrooms on the boat are nice in my house, it's really nice, and the galley is so state of the art, and the fish holds, and being able to and having the bunks, when somebody can come down from Orange County or in LA and rack out for a couple hours before the drive home, there's just so many levels of comfort that we weren't used to on a trip that short that it's one of the many reasons it sets the boat apart.
No doubt about it. All right, well, you want to get through. It's been a busy morning. 833-288-0973. Dave is standing by, and he'll take your phone call.
You got it, buddy. How about Chuck up next joining us on the phones from Dana Point? Hi, Chuck. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. I have to thank all three of you. I wouldn't have met Taro and that whole crew without Let's Talk Hookup. And you go on there, it's first class. I've seen Taro teach a kid how to cast up front, I go back country. I'm gonna go up front. He's got this little kid. He's mentoring him. The kid caught three. He got it so well that he handed off the one to his little sister. She didn't want it. No, you take it. You should have seen her face.
I remember
but,
that.
Just
Chuck.
The care they
That's
do,
cool.
You know.
I actually saw that kid the other day too. We were at Santee Lakes fishing.
Oh wait, I knew he had the hook in his mouth. And the Sarah Burgers and the cooking and the care she takes inside that well-maintained galley, you never have a doubt that you're going to get the great burger. And people don't know this, but the bunk comes with a burger deal because you're going to need the bunk after that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Sarah's
just
cooking
the love there,
the
charts. And Paul one time comes up, hey, don't you have a salt disc? I go, yeah, how'd you know that? We saw you fishing with it. Is this your button? I go, no way. Let's go see. Sure enough. It was my button. I didn't even know I lost it. And I got one bone to pick. When can I get a shirt? It's been 2 years I haven't got one. I got to watch my
those
little are Chuck.
Super hot commodities.
Popular on the Liberty shirt.
Yeah. We're working on a face mask thing now. So that's
okay.
You might be seeing those, Chuck. A Liberty mask.
A Liberty mask. I like it. All right. Cool. Very good. Hey, Chuck, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Right.
And I'm sure you're looking forward, like the rest of us, to getting aboard the Liberty very, very soon.
No doubt. Well, speaking of Santee Lakes, let's talk to Mark calling from Santee. What's up, Mark? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, how you going?
What's up, Mark?
I'm running right now at St. Pete Leagues.
Oh, nice.
You're running, right you're running right. From somebody chasing you, I guess.
No. I got a question. I tried to get in yesterday, but I couldn't get in. I have a question for swim baits. What color? I know the size and everything because he went over that yesterday. But what color do you use for surf fishing?
Surf fishing for halibut, like or you know all that type of stuff that Corey was talking about yesterday, would just be just like Corey was saying. You know, you would let the water conditions, you know, what the water conditions tell you what color bait you're fishing. And if you were in some fairly clean water, especially with presence of bait, some sort of a bait fish colored lure, you know, swim baits that have more clear, more silver, more blues, more greens, you know, things that look like a smelt, a chovia, grunion. And that one that he talked about yesterday a lot, the blue grunion, it's kind of a darkish blue that fades into a sky blue kind of back, and then a real clear, opaque belly with just a little bit of hologram flake would be a really good one to fish in the surf. And then if the water happens to be real dirty, you know, then maybe you fish with more of a golden or a brown bait or something with some red in it, something like that. So let the water condition dictate what color you use. But in general, in the surf, you just want a smelty, baitfish-looking, mostly clear belly, little blue back, little silver back, something like that.
I like that that drop shot red he was describing, right, with the small slug.
You'll have to come in the shop and check that out. Like, so his drop shot bait is one that we always carry, and it's very unique. Like, it's kind of a full size body that tapers into a real skinny flat tail. It's very different than a lot of the baits you're used to seeing from MC, but you know, in the surf, that you know, flat body and flat tail really wiggles back and forth as the surge, you know, rushes in and then back out again. It's a really cool lure.
Yeah, and I guess it's effective, too.
It sounds like it.
Yeah.
Especially with all the halibut. We're, you know, hearing Gundy's report, hearing halibut up and down every beach, it'd be a good time to go.
It's a good time to go. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, how about next up we talk to John, calling us from Escondido. Hi, John. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. That, you know, great way to spend a weekend talking to you guys. And but, Taro, like everybody else today, I just got to give you kudos. Yeah, last year I went out with you in October when there was pretty epic fishing. And I went to sleep Tuesday night, and you had about 17 people booked on the trip. I'm like, sweet, right? And I get up in the morning, right, and that thing was 55. It was packed full, and I was just like, oh. And, I mean, your stomach just drops, right? But I'm going to tell you, everybody limited, and that's tough, you know, when you got a full boat. But again, kudos to you, put us in a good spot, and your crew for just organizing and working people at the bait tank and moving people around. And that's just a fabulous outfit and group of people that you've surrounded yourself with. So thank you very much. I had a trip booked for Tuesday, but they called me, let me know that we're not going yet, so I moved it to Friday. If it doesn't go Friday, then I'll move it to next week. But I'm going fishing with you.
Awesome. Thank you for being loyal. I appreciate it.
That's great. And that's how it's working right now is you can book a trip, and if it doesn't go, they'll call you and move it to the next
week. You can have your money refunded to you, or you can keep it as a floater, which is you can just call them and, hey, I have my floater. I just want to move it to this day. And you know, if you're an avid fisherman or you fish with us quite often, it just makes sense just to have a floater.
Yeah.
You know, because there's going to be some part of the summer that you want to use it.
Yeah, and it could happen this week. I mean, we're hopeful that they finally give the go-ahead. I mean, Memorial Day weekend, traditional unofficial start of summer.
Yeah.
It's time to let the sport fishing fleet go fishing.
I think so.
Officials.
Let us loose.
Yeah.
We're ready.
Yeah, it's time.
I promise I'll wear my mask. Just let me go.
Yeah, indeed. And it's safe.
Yeah.
I mean, what's safer than being out on the water in the open air catching fish? I mean, that's just...
And, I mean, we've mentioned it a bunch. I mean, the landing has taken this very serious. I mean, formal training for all of the people. I mean, the landing is set up as far as, you know, just like your grocery store, plexiglass and distance right. markers and all of those things. I mean, we are ready for this to happen. Like, we've
no question.
Made all the necessary precautions. We've got our reopening plan stated and approved. We just need the light. We need the green light. We're ready.
Yeah, it's coming for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. All right, let's find out what's going on with the one and only Captain Dave Hansen,
your saltwater guide. He's standing by right now. And today, that catch report, that fishdope.com report, is sponsored by Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over three decades. Check out the Fish Pro series knives, their custom bluefin and the custom yellowfin knives as well, all from Anza Knives, made from high-carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and it's easy to sharpen. Anza Knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offers knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com for more details and get the Fish Pro series at Fisherman's Processing. Let's talk to the man, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. What's up, Dave?
Hey, Pete, Rick, Taro, good morning, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
What a week. There is so much going on out on the water. We had so many private boaters out this week. I got so much to talk about. We could start out in Santa Monica Bay, that upper end of the bay there on the kelps up there. The calico bass are in the spawning mode up there. It's pretty much every bait you throw in the water, you get a bite on. It's pretty insane. They're biting the plastics. They're biting the hookup baits. They're biting everything up there in the Santa Monica Bay because that red tide kind of left, and the fish are in the spawn mode. Then you get down to Palos Verdes. I know Corey and you guys talked about Benny there at Palos Verdes. He had phenomenal fish in there on that bigger calico bass. Once again, like I said, it's in the spawn mode. We'll jump over to Catalina for a minute. There is so much barracuda over there at Catalina right now. It's absolutely insane. My good buddy Todd Manser was over there middle of the week, had good barracuda fishing on the front side of the island. At Frog Rock, he got a 49-pound white sea bass, fly line sardine.
Nice, good one. Nice one.
Yeah, on the front. And here's something Todd said that was really amazing. We've all been fishing for a long, long time, and we've been fishing Catalina for a long time. Very, very, very few sea lions. I think they left because the lunch trucks are gone. There's no sport boats there feeding them. So
yeah,
they've left the front side of the island. It's pretty weird to go to Catalina and not see 15 of them on every spot. So that's kind of weird. San Clemente Island, the opening's over there. There's good yellowtail fishing over at the island. It's smaller grade fish. It's 5 to 10 pound fish, but it's there. And then look what's going on below the border. I had a couple of clients out yesterday. They had very, very good yellowtail fishing on the kelps, and that was that bigger fish. It was 15-pound fish, and one boat had limits for three guys, Mexican limits, on kelp patty yellowtail. That is phenomenal because, we all know that bluefin's there, but if you can have some yellows on some kelps while you're looking for the bluefin, that is exactly what we want. Right, Taro?
Action.
We'll take action.
We'll take anything right now.
Right. We just want to go fishing.
Yeah.
We're just jonesing.
Yeah, for sure.
So there you go, guys. And then that bluefin down below, the hidden bank, that stuff's trying to commit suicide. It wants to get in the white bags. It's just waiting for Taro and Booger to get down there and start throwing it on the boat. So while they're waiting, they're jumping on the private boats, but they definitely want to get on the sport boats and go for a ride back to San Diego.
Yeah, they do. No doubt about it. Hey, Dave, I know you're down at Cabo. What's the story down there? There's been mixed reactions. Are you allowed to go fishing?
It is just like it is up there, Pete. No one has a straight answer. We got told yesterday that now they want to push it out to the 15th of June. And then you know what that means. As soon as June 15th comes, they want to push it out further. But right now, they told us 2 weeks ago it was going to open on the 1st. Then yesterday, the port captain said he wants to push it out till the 15th. So God only knows, but there is a billion fish. There is a school of yellows swimming around in the marina. They're all 20-pounders, and they just swim around the harbor, and it just drives you crazy. There's probably 100, 150 of them swimming around the marina down here. There's
Get
no boats
here.
Going out. You can see the bottom in 35 feet of water in the marina. No one's ever seen that before. It's absolutely unbelievable, and we can't go fishing.
Oh, man, that's frustrating. That is frustrating for sure. Well, hopefully things will start breaking loose here very, very soon. But I can tell you right here, fishdope.com, Danny, Jeff, and the boys have been doing such a phenomenal job keeping everybody informed of what's going on. Right now, you must have fishdope.com. Absolute must if you're going fishing. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, or lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And, Dave, how do we find you?
One more thing I want to say before we go to how bitching I am. My dad, Frank Lopresti, and Ken Frankie are working so hard to try to get this thing open.
Yep.
You guys can't even believe the amount of time they all spend on the phone every day just trying to get this thing open. So our hats are off to those guys. And as soon as it opens, we need to have a celebration for those guys because they're working their butts off.
Tell your elected official to back them up, you know, that we need to go fishing.
Yeah. They're trying. YourSaltwaterGuide.com, guys, if you want to learn how to catch those fish that are out there dying to get in the bag, go check out my website at YourSaltwaterGuide.com. Check out Fish Dope. It'll always tell you where they're biting at. And I will talk to you guys next Sunday.
All right. Fantastic, Dave. Good job. A very complete report. And we'll talk to you next Sunday.
I'm in on that.
Yeah. All right. Let's go ahead and jump to the phones, Rick.
You got it, buddy. How about we talk to Dylan? Dylan's calling us from Lake Forest this morning. Hi, Dylan. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
What's up, Dylan?
Great.
How's it going, man?
Cesaro, I have two questions for you. So for, like, yellowfin and bluefin tuna, how do you like hooking your bait? And then what's your favorite fish to catch?
Good question.
Ooh, that's a real good question. My favorite fish to catch on the ocean is yellowtail.
Ah.
I like fishing yellowtail because you can catch them so many different ways. Surface iron fishing is, like, my favorite fishing. It's visual. It's... it's like target practice when it's at, you know, when it's boiling around. It gets me fired up. Yellowtail fishing.
Yeah.
When I'm on the lake, go bass fishing.
Yeah.
That's probably something I haven't been able to do in a while, but it's pretty fun. And as far as yellowfin and bluefin fishing, tuna fishing in general, the way I like to hook baits kind of depends on the way they're acting. Primarily, if I'm going to try to get a reaction bite, you know, a 5 to 30 second bite, I like to belly hook my bait. And that's definitely a bait that you're not going to fish for a long time. Belly hooking your bait is a really good way to keep in touch with it too, because you can almost feel everything that it's doing. I also like to shoulder hook my bait. If I'm doing like a long soak or I see them boiling really far from the boat, then I'll hook them in the shoulder, kind of right behind the neck, forward of the dorsal fin, but more kind of towards the neck, and then that'll keep that bait on the surface. So it just depends on how the fish act, kind of depending on what part of the boat I'm fishing. If I'm kind of in the back of the boat or in the corner, I like to belly hook my bait. But if I'm off the bow or along the side, then I'll shoulder hook my bait and get it out there really far and soak it.
Very good. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great info just like that. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-7636 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing APCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, APCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, APCO fillet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet knives from APCO. Any fish, any water.
When you want dependable service for your outboard, your first choice should be H&H Marine in Pacific Beach. Owner and mechanic Jeff Hughes found there was a real need for great outboard repair, and that's why he started H&H Marine. Jeff and his crew will service your motors at their convenient Garnett Avenue shop, in your boat slip, or at your home, as a factory-authorized Yamaha service center. When Jeff takes the job, it's done right. He's worked on Pete and Rick's boats for years and comes highly recommended. H&H Marine is also your source for new Yamaha and Mercury outboards, as well as original parts. Need a new bait tank? H&H Marine has you covered with top-of-the-line blue water bait tank sales and expert installation. In the market for a new boat? H&H Marine is a striper boat dealer with great prices on their full line of affordable fishing boats. So for outboard service when and where you want it, outboard sales, striper fishing boats, and bait tank systems, check out H&H Marine, 2680 Garnett Avenue in Pacific Beach. On the web at hhmarineservice.com. A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here with Captain Taro at Liberty this morning, talking fishing. Been a very busy morning. 833-288-0973. Not only your opportunity to get through, talk to Taro, but your opportunity winning that killer prize. Full day trip on the Liberty and a $50 gift certificate to Point Loma Seafoods.
Yeah, indeed. And I want to, of course, take time to thank all our sponsors that are hanging in there with us for sure during this tough time. And, you know, that's why we're here, is right. The sponsors are making it possible. And, of course, Dave and Adam at the radio station there and all the people over at the Fan making it possible. But it's the sponsors that really keep us clicking and able to keep this show rolling. And one of them, of course, Poway Valley Collision, doing a great job there, taking care of people's cars there. Open and ready to go, fully staffed, and they service Ford, Subaru, GM, certified for all those. It is the absolute best place to take your car, truck, van, whatever you have. They'll fix it up. Jim and Mary, hardcore fishermen, and they'll give our listeners a very special deal, too. So not only do they handle all your insurance needs, but they're also going to cut you a real fair deal and make sure that you're well taken care of if you tell them you're Let's Talk Hookup listeners. So go take care of Jim and Mary over at Poway Valley Collision, and you won't be sorry. There's no doubt about it. Hey, Mike Lum is ready from Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea. Good morning, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning, Carl.
You ready to go fishing, Mike?
I'm always ready to go fishing.
Yeah, man.
It's just, this is so frustrating. And to listen to how great the fishing is, and we just can't get out there. So it won't be long, hopefully. I have been able to get out on the lake a couple of times. I feel fortunate for that. That's been fun.
Indeed.
But, boy, the ocean is just alive and ready for us.
Yes, it is, for sure. So hey, the reason big event coming up this weekend, right?
Coming up next weekend.
Next weekend.
I wanted to remind everybody we're still selling raffle tickets for the grand raffle for the Rollo. It's $30,000 worth of product that we're giving away next week. And if you want to get tickets, we still have tickets. We still can take orders. The way you do that is you send your name and your phone number, kind of important on the phone number, to tim@rollokids.org. Tim@rollokids.org. Just tell him that you want to get some tickets, and he will call you back and get your order over the phone, and you'll be entered into the drawing. And it's some great prizes. We did not get to do the Del Mar show, and so because of that, a lot of the tickets that would have been sold there didn't get sold. So we have been selling a lot of tickets the last couple of weeks over the phone, and we'll continue to do that right up until the drawing, which we're going to have on Sunday, next Sunday at noon, I think, is the time we picked for that. And there's some great prizes. You can get all the information at RolloKids.org on the website. And if you want to buy tickets, Tim@RolloKids.org, your name and phone number, and he'll get back to you.
Indeed. Awesome. That's that. So Tim@RolloKids.org. This is the last week you're going to be able to buy tickets. I mean, there's some phenomenal prizes in there. Trip on the Royal Polaris. I mean, what else, Mike?
Well, you've got the one that keeps popping into my head is the Ranger 85. The entire boat will be yours for you and your closest friends, neighbors, relatives, whatever. You'll get the entire boat for the day, and that's really fun. And then, of course, the 10-day on the Royal Polaris, and there's also a long-range trip on the Shogun. There's tons of tackle. There's gift cards from Fisherman's Landing at $500 a piece. There's several of those. The Pro Winder, that I think it's like a $2,500 line winding machine that you see at some of the tackle stores.
That's up
for grabs. There is just a lot of great trips. Rancho Leonero, there's a five-day fishing vacation down there. There's a lot of great things. But, you know, the thing that I keep telling people is, there's some great prizes, and everybody loves to win that. But who really wins on this are the kids, because every dollar that comes in allows us to put that many more kids on the water. And although at the moment things are on hold, that will change, and these kids will resume getting back out on the water for the first time. This program takes kids for their very first time on the ocean, and that's something that they will remember the rest of their lives.
Yeah, it's a really cool deal for sure. Well, Mike Lum, if we want tickets, the grand raffle and the big the announcements will be made. The actual raffle is next weekend, right?
Yeah, we're gonna. I think it's scheduled for noon on Sunday, and then it'll take us, you know, several hours to get through that. And then the way that works is the top 10 prizes, we draw the top 10 winners first and in order, and we keep track of them. Then we notify those 10 in order. And you get to pick from what you want. So your chances of getting something that you really can use or want is increased that way. It's a little time consuming to get it done that way, but we feel it's important. Some of these prizes are very valuable and want to make sure they go to the right people. And then as soon as we get those top 10 drawn, then we just give out the rest of the prizes. Those people will be notified by mail or email starting on Monday.
Okay.
That's great.
Very good.
Man,
Tim, so send an email to tim@rollokids.org. Your name and your phone number. Tim will get back to you. Be patient because he's going to get a lot of phone calls
We get a lot of questions. Why can't I just order this online? And believe it or not, the state of California has a law that says that it is illegal for a nonprofit organization to sell raffle tickets online. We can't take your order online. We can't take your payment online. All we can do is promote this and let you know that if you call that phone number, that we can get tickets to you if we talk to you on the phone. So that's the reason for working.
You have to send an email, not call a phone number, but you actually have to send the email.
Well, sending the email allows Tim to make the phone call. It's just we found it a little easier for him to call people rather than everybody trying to call him all at once. It just works better. But he's staying very busy. We've had some very generous donors the last couple of weeks. It's great.
That's really cool. Last chance right now. Get it. Tim@RolloKids.org. Thanks, Mike Lum. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Talk to
Thanks,
you.
Mike.
All right. Let's jump right back into those jam-packed phone calls. Let's talk to Justin calling us from Leucadia this morning. Hi, Justin. Welcome to the show.
Hey, boys. Thanks again for what you're doing. I'm hot to go fishing, and you're keeping me fired up. First party boat I ever went on was the Liberty with Captain Taro a few years back when they first started it up. My very first trip out to the islands, by the end of the day, Cap had filled up the boat, the whole back with yellowtail, all the way up the gunwales. It was 9 o'clock at night, and we were still spinning around outside the harbor while the while the crew was cleaning fish. So that was my first experience on the Liberty, and it's a fantastic boat. Got my first bluefin on your boat, Cap, as well. here's my question for you. I also fish on my friend's private boats. Mm-hmm. When we're out chasing tuna right now, and especially last year, all those fish are mostly down underneath. So the party boats are sort of a magnet for the private boats. How does the private boats work with the Liberty and some of the other ones so we don't get in the way, but we can all, you know, we're all fishing together? How does that work best for you, Cap?
You know, there's kind of a unspoken distance that no one really talks about. And if you think about it, you know, when we're sitting there and there's a school that's on us, there's definitely the visual fish that like you see boil that are pretty close to the boat, but then there's also fish on like the outskirts. So if you give us, you know, I don't know, an eighth of a mile is kind of that distance that we feel is cool, you know, because there's guys that are soaking baits, and especially with this bigger fish fishing, those fish will run for a right. real long ways, and there'll be a lot of line out, you know, and that's something that I feel guys don't think about. It's like, this fish is running, and those fish can take out a lot of line, and if you're a little too close, you have a chance of cutting someone's fish off if they're on the surface.
Yeah.
So when we're fishing offshore, you know, an eighth of a mile is, it kind of seems to be plenty. So yeah. that's a good distance.
And stay away from where the lines are going.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you're drifting.
Don't get right in the chum line.
Don't get down in our chum line or down our. Going drifting down the windy side yeah. or something.
It's
or,
pretty obvious where the chum line is. That's
yeah,
where all the
that's where
going,
all the lines
right?
are. That's where all the birds are going to be. Yeah. That's, you know, if I can have a conversation with the other guy on the boat, that might be a little too close.
Yeah, that's not good. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning, and thanks for being a supporter of the Liberty too, for sure. Hey, Bart Hall's on the line. Good morning, Bart.
Good morning, Pete and Rick and Taro.
Hey, Bart.
Wonderful show listening to you guys.
Thanks,
Bart. Thank you.
Toro, I just wanted to call real quickly. You don't want to take up much time and say thank you for all the great trips you've taken us on. And for those who don't know, we charter the Liberty for the Fred Hall customers. As we have a little fun trip for about 30 of us. And it's just amazing. In my opinion, that is the finest boat fishing the length of time that it fishes in the San Diego fleet. And what over and above just the physical part of it, the fact that you are who you are and have assembled the crew you have, it is such a wonderful experience. It's so comfortable. You've always put us on the fish. And I just want to say thanks.
Thank you, Bart. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it is a fun, and those Fred Hall trips are really fun.
Yeah, those are awesome.
A lot of people from the industry go.
How would you know?
And
you're always busy going somewhere else.
I've been a couple times.
Yeah, you have, yeah. And Rick, you're right. You know, I don't have my big house anymore. I've downsized, quote unquote. We live in a smaller place, and you are absolutely right. The bathrooms on the Liberty are better than the bathrooms in my house.
Right. Yep. From a Wagyu burger to a bunk for the ride home, man, you can't beat it.
It's unbelievable. Anyway,
good call, Bart.
Thanks, Bart. Appreciate the call this morning.
That's fun. All right, let's jump right back into the phones. Brian in Harupa Valley's up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Brian? Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. Last trip I had was in November, was on the Liberty, so I'm jonesing right now to get back on that boat.
Yeah, that was my last trip, too. November.
Let the seniors know, the last when I was younger, I used to stand at the bait tank, you know, endlessly waiting for the boat to stop and throw bait out. But now I tend to spend my time in the bunk room between running and gunning. You know, I hear the boat settle down, I get up out of my bunk, and everybody's already out there and got their baits out there all tangled up. I just get out there and throw a bait out there and pretty much hook up. So you don't need to jump up and just be at the bait tank all day long like the old days.
Timing.
Timing is key.
I just,
timing is key.
Appreciate that boat because of there's no other boats really where you can rest in between, you know, hookups and stops, and so us older guys can get a break in between stops. It's really, really great. So I appreciate that boat.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for coming.
And if Brian can fit inside of the bunk on that boat, then anybody can, you know. So the bunks are big and plenty comfortable. Brian's not a small dude, so yeah. You know, if Brian can fit comfortably, you're all good.
You're all good, yeah. Hey, Brian, appreciate that very much. Hey, one of our big support, we've talked about our sponsors here, of course, Fisherman's Landing and Fisherman's Landing Tackle, big sponsors. And, you know, through this all, they've hung with us here on Let's Talk Hookup, and we're very appreciative of that. Big sale going on at Fisherman's Landing Tackle right now.
We've jokingly called it our social distance sale. So the shop is definitely open for curbside service like a lot of other shops, and that is not limited to you just calling and coming and picking something up. I mean, I can't tell you how many people have come down wanting, you know, I need a new 50-pound rod, and we will appropriately adorn the mask and gloves, and you know, we can meet you in the parking lot, and we'll pull on all the rods and do all that kind of stuff. But today is the last day of our social distance sale, which is 10% off of reels.
Today?
Yes, today. So today we close. You know, we're open 9 to 5 every day. 10% off of reels, 15% off all rods and blanks, and 20% off of all line, hooks, and sinkers. It's
wow.
Very similar to what we get to do at the Del Mar Fred Hall show, which didn't happen, so we wanted to do it for our customers. But today is the last day, so if you're wanting to pick up a new reel and, you know, you get a discount on your reel, get 20% off your line, I mean, it's a really good opportunity. Yeah, 15% off your rod. So this is the last day today at 5 o'clock is when that ends. And then we're going to fire off something new that I don't get to talk about on the radio, but you will see it on our social media starting Monday.
Okay.
So we will have a very another very attractive sale. We're going to try and do some of like our inventory reduction and some of like the specials that we held back for the show. We're going to blast those out on our social media. So follow us on Instagram and Facebook. And then Monday, we've got another very big tackle announcement that will start happening Monday morning. But today is the last day of the social distance sale. 10% off reels, 15 rods and blanks, 20% off hooks and line and jigs.
Cool. And so if you want, the doors will be locked. So how do you get in?
Just come.
Start banging on the door?
Yeah, we're there every day. You can, from as easy as just knocking on the glass, and we'll come meet you, or just give us a call. Phone number's posted right on the door, 619-221-8506. But we're there with a full crew every day, and your shopping experience will be extremely similar to how it is normally. It's just, you know, we're just in a different little time right now, and we'll accommodate you.
Yeah, for sure. Other places, of course, that are open and ready for business, I know Fastlane Kayaks in Mission Bay, they're open, and they're selling kayaks like hot
no doubt.
Right now. So, again, same type of deal. You just give them a call or just knock on the window, and they're there during the week. I believe they're closed on Sundays, but they're there. And then, of course, Dana Landing is open for business. They have food and tackle and everything like that. Their boat rentals are in full steam again. So Dana Landing, fuel, the whole thing.
Yeah, I should say that, too. There's a lot of people worrying about an appointment. You don't need to call to make an appointment. You don't need to do anything. Just come on down, give us a knock, and we will take care of you. And I should also say, our flying fish have been flying off the shelf,
but we did
just get another load of flyers yesterday, and we are very, very well stocked on flying fish. And Billy all day long yesterday was making we make a very popular flying fish rig, you know, a double hook, you know, J hook, treble hook, where the leader's all done and crimped up, and we are very well stocked on all that kite, flyer, bluefin stuff. So
perfect.
Come on down, we got you covered.
And your flyers are, I like those flyers.
Yeah,
they're good ones.
They're Karma flyers. I think they're the best ones out there.
Yeah.
They are the freshest. Those guys catch them and we get them within days. So those flyers were swimming 3 days ago, and they're all individually wrapped. So when you do want to use one, you're not having to
defrost the whole pack.
They're $30-some a piece. So you're not having to defrost, you know, $90 or $100 worth of baits to use one. If you get the opportunity to use one, you're great, and you can they're used as individuals. They're great. They're really, really good flyers.
Good deal. Well, let's jump into those jam-packed phones.
Scott in San Diego's up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Scott? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. I had a question for Taro. Two questions, if you have the time.
Yeah,
one was how he got started through the whole being a deckhand and captain, like that journey. And also, I know he used to fish a Newell 332 or one of the Newells for surface irons, and I think now he fishes a Trinidad. I was just wondering if he misses that newel anymore. Or
I actually have all my newels still. I actually kept a set. So I have a set. I have a 220 all the way to the, I think, 533.
Nice.
Wow.
So I have a set. So granted, I ever have a son. Or a daughter, you're going to get that set.
And then it'll go up on eBay and get a bunch of money.
Yeah, probably. No, I do miss fishing my newel just because it's old school.
Yeah.
And, well, it's retro. I shouldn't say old school. It's retro. But I love my Trinidad, though, for fishing that jig.
What size Trinidad do you
fish? I have a 20A.
A 20A.
Yeah, and
that thing is
just awesome. It catches it can catch anything.
Yeah,
Do you fish mono or power?
On my surface irons, I fish mono.
You fish mono. Yeah, what kind of mono?
40-pound or 50-pound mono. Okay. Mainly 40-pound mono.
Okay.
So I have it filled with, you know, maybe half away with Spectra, just kind of, so I don't have to fill up the whole thing. And the other half is mono, because I feel I can cast it a little bit better, and I have my drag a lot tighter, and then I can wind those fish in a little bit quicker with mono. It's a little bit more forgiving.
Yes.
So, but Retro was the newel, and that's like what I used when I was a kid. Actually, I started with a Pen 505.
Oh wow!
Pen 505, when I was a pinhead on the new C4th, and that's where I started. Was the new C4th when I was 14 or 15?
Wow!
When Doug Reed was driving.
Yeah. Wow!
Yeah, and then kind of just started working slowly up, and I had a job waiting for me on the Orion when I graduated high school in 2000.
And when did you get your captain's license?
I got my captain's license in 2005, right before I went over to the American Angler.
Yeah. Do you miss long range fishing on the American Angler?
I do, because of everything that I learned there, and I'm learning to this day still. The crew we had there was great. Yeah. Ray and Cameron and Bobby and Andrew, and which are all having their own boats here now. We all kind of grew up, and everything I learned there, from Laura in the office to Brian and Viola and Sam and everybody that I learned from, it was great.
Yeah.
But we're experiencing that long range stuff here,
right in our backyard.
The last 6 years I've been driving boats.
Yeah, so. It has not been uncommon to go on the Liberty and see a kite and a flyer and a 200-pounder come over the rail. I mean, it is long-range fishing. You just get to go to sleep in your own bed at night.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's indeed.
Pretty cool.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call. Let's try and sneak in one more, Rick.
You got it, buddy. How about Mark calling us from Lakeside this morning? Hi, Mark. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
What's up, Mark?
Good morning.
Thanks for sneaking me in. Hey, Taro, I went on your last offshore trip last year on the 22nd of November, and I really appreciate it. It looked like we were going to have a long boat ride, and you got us on the Bluefin about 2 o'clock, and we didn't get back into the dock until 8 o'clock. It was an epic trip, and we almost had limits for the whole boat. I think we were 9 shy of limits for the boat. So that was
the end of November.
So the end of November, yep.
Right,
yep.
And you're running around going, this is high-voltage fishing. Look where your baits are at. Stay on your baits.
I think that was
a great trip.
12 to 15 going the whole stop.
Really, and nice grade?
Yeah, it was good. It was fun. It was fun.
What a way to finish the season out.
Yep. That's why on that fine print, when you go and make your reservations, it says return times might be later than posted.
That's the only lie Taro has told this whole show, saying that his boat comes back at 5 o'clock in the evening or whatever.
Schedule.
Yeah, whatever BS time he gave out. Like, I assure you, like, that thing ain't coming back at 5. Yeah. it'll leave when they say it's supposed to, but it sure don't come back at that time.
Yeah.
Those
guys, unless they get limits.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, there have been days that
those
you
guys,
come back and you're done, right?
Those guys fish.
Yeah, but then we're cutting out front for a long time.
Yeah.
So.
No, limit days, they're way like a good somewhere in the middle. They might be somewhere close to the time where they just had good fishing
It might be 6 o'clock.
Yeah, maybe you'll be around the time. Limits, no way, they're cutting. You know, tough days, those guys stay out to the bitter end because they want to catch them so bad. Fish. That boat goes fishing, boy, that's for sure. Yeah. We like it.
Hey, Mark, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guys going fishing on the Liberty because we're giving away a full-day trip and that gift certificate to Point Loma Seafoods. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7577. Or check out SadoSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
When it comes to Southern California sport fishing, two names stand out: Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater rods and reels, like Talica, Trinidad, and Tranx reels, plus Terramar and Therez rods. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle have the know-how to help you choose the right Shimano rod and reel for your next trip. When it comes to Shimano gear, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half- and full-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know: Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, the big winner going on a full-day trip on the Liberty and that $50 gift certificate to Point Loma Seafood, that is going to Justin in Leucadia. Justin, congratulations. You're going to be stoked.
Oh,
have a great
yeah.
time fishing with Taro and the boys.
Get back on the Liberty for sure. And, of course, hey, Taro, great job, great show. And if somebody wants to come on the Liberty, it's any day now, we hope.
It's any day. We're just waiting for the green light.
Yeah.
So as soon as we get it, you guys can book now on fishermanslanding.com or call the office, 619-221-8500. There you go.
Yeah, and just call them and just make a reservation. If it doesn't fly, they'll call you back and say, you know, we're going to move your reservation to this state.
Yes,
but
sir.
You're up. It's actually scheduled and up online right now.
Yes.
Yeah. When's your next scheduled trip?
Our next scheduled trip, I believe, is on Wednesday.
Wednesday. Okay.
So we're hoping for a good report from our government.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
we can go.
It's the county. It's the county, lady
yeah.
that runs the county.
Let us go, lady.
Yeah. Come on. Yeah. She's the doctor. It's
we're
like,
ready.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they can put you on a bus and a plane, you can put you on a sports boat. It's way safer, no doubt about it. But
I need some Sarah Wagyu beef burger in my life.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Taro. Once again, fishermanslanding.com, 619-221-8500. Make your reservations. Go fishing with Taro. Hey, I want to thank Dave in the studio there for all that he does, man on the phones and man on the board. Appreciate that, Dave. And, of course, Adam for all he does on our Let's Talk Hookup app. Be sure to download our Let's Talk Hookup app in the App Store or Google Play, and it's free. Great way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup. And we'll be back next Saturday and Sunday. Next Saturday, Captain Andy and Ethan from the Red Rooster 3 will be here with us in the world headquarters. And then next Sunday, Captain Brandon Hayward from Bite Sport Fishing will be with us having some good information. I'll bet he's catching white sea bass, too. So you stay tuned. Thanks a lot for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and Radio Network.